أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين، وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. In today's first khutbah, I would like to talk about one of the main problems that the Muslim world is suffering through, and that is to do with the issue of hypocrisy and nifaq. When you look at the visit by President Biden to Israel and Saudi Arabia, this is where we are reminded again of the hypocrisy of the American foreign policy and how the Muslim Arab countries basically are catering to that. You know, Biden during his campaign always used to separate himself from Trump administration by saying that my administration would be value-driven approach. But we see this trip to the Middle East has shown that it's not really value-driven, it's more oil-driven. It's not even an electric car, it's more, you know, the principles and the values are forgotten when it comes to the issue of oil. You know, during his presidential campaign, Biden had even promised, vowed to make Saudi Arabia a pariah nation because of its grim human rights, you know, record. But then after coming to power, you know, its energy market, which is now the guiding light for them. And one of the statements which has been made about his trip is that, especially his trip to Israel, is to see that Israel becomes totally integrated in the region by forming closer security ties with the Arab countries. And this is where, you know, you have to just ask this question. You're going to a land. What about the people who are there known as Palestinians? You know, when will they be fully recognized and integrated in the region? You know, in his side trip to occupied West Bank, he made a statement saying that the Palestinian people deserve a state of their own that's independent, sovereign, viable, and continuous. You know, you just look at the audacity of talking about it in West Bank, that Palestinian people deserve a continuous state. Look at the map now, the state of Israel there. They cannot be a continuous state of the Palestinians anyway, because Israel is constantly evicting the Palestinian people from their own land, erecting new settlements, which are considered to be illegal in international laws, as well as the official policy of Canada considers those settlements to be illegal. And this is where I'll go back. You know, it's a reminder for me whenever I see such things of the first section of Surah Al-Baqarah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the earlier ayat, he first talks about the mu'mineen. Alif lam mim dhalika al-kitab la riba fih hudan lil muttaqeen. Then he describes who are the muttaqeen. So the first section is about the mu'mineen. Then he talks about the those who are known as unbelievers, you know, kuffar. And after that, in ayat number 8, he comes to the munafiqeen, those who are hypocrites, describing them by saying, ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. There are some among the people who say, oh, we believe in Allah and the Qiyamah and the last day. But they are not truly believers. They only say something which is not in their hearts. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They are trying to deceive Allah and the believers. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But they are actually deceiving themselves. And then this is where we come to the definition of what does it mean to be, when we talk about those who are munafiqeen or hypocrites. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. In their heart there is a disease. If the heart is healthy, it will reflect in the words and the actions in the right way. But if the heart is diseased, doesn't have iman, but on the tongue it says amanna. This is where, when there is a contradiction between what the tongue is saying and what is there in the heart, this is the definition of nifaq. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is a spiritual disease in their hearts. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah increases their disease. Remember, Allah never puts a person into that state. He only does it when somebody, shuns the guidance given to him, or rejects it, abandons that hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, okay, I'll leave him on his own. And that is the meaning of saying that, I'll increase his marad. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And they will have a serious punishment for their lies. But then now we come to this, current situation, because the next two ayahs are universal. Doesn't only apply for the people of Medina. إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْعَرْضِ. When it is said to these people, don't create problems, facade, chaos, mischief on the earth. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. They said, we are the peacemakers. We want stability around the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ. They are the biggest mischief makers and the troublemakers. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they are so much into this arrogance that do not even realize that they are actually not muslih, they are mufsid. And the Muslims are suffering at the hands of the hypocrites. They suffered in Medina during the days of the Prophet. And even now, if you look at the state of the Muslim, Muslim states, there is nothing but nifaq. And that is the problem that we are going through. And the biggest problem that Islam had after the hijrah of Rasulullah was not the issue of kufr, it was more the issue of nifaq, from outside as well as within the ummah, unfortunately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we do the dua, that Allah do islah, reform all whatever is wrong in the ummah at the moment. إن أحسن الحديث كتاب الله العزيز بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العتوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المضربين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبا. سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين وصلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة. أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة مما سلف من ذنوبكم. We are very close to this celebration of Eid al-Ghadir, inshallah. Today is already the 15th. 18th Zulhijjah is the anniversary of Eid al-Ghadir. And I would like to relate one of the most famous titles of Amir al-Mu'mineen to this issue of nifaq and hypocrisy that I mentioned earlier in the first khutbah. So I'm not going away from a different theme. It's continuing in a different level, at a different level here. If you look at the different titles which have been given to Amir al-Mu'mineen, among the Shias and the Sunnis, you will always see they describe him as Amir al-Mu'mineen. Have you ever seen them using the term Amir al-Muslimin? Never. They always say Amir al-Mu'mineen. Why? This is where we have to realize that, you know, when you look at these terms, Islam and Kufr, they are the opposites. Islam is on one side, the opposite of that would be Kufr. When you look at Iman, what is the opposite of Iman? It is Nifaq. It is not Kufr. And this is where we see that, you know, and the difference between the two is that Islam resides on the tongue. In a sense, we have no choice but to recognize somebody by whatever he or she says. If they come and recite the kalima, we don't have a choice but to accept them as Muslim. What is in their hearts, we don't know. Allah knows better. But when it comes to Iman, Quran is very clear about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different places, whenever he talks about Iman, he relates that to the heart, not to the tongue. For example, in Surah Hujarat, Surah number 49, ayat number 14 and 15, there's a very beautiful story there behind this revelation of these two ayats. There was a tribe, a Bedouin tribe in Arabia, and they were suffering from famine, didn't have much to eat. They were running out of their grain. And so they were looking for solutions to their own problem. Somebody told them, why don't you go to Medina? There is a new prophet there. Go and accept him and he will give you zakat, help you with the food. So when they went there to Medina, the delegation of the tribe, and they talked to the prophet in a way as if they were, you know, doing a favor to Rasul by accepting Islam. And they use the words amanna. Amanna means we have iman. No, Rasulullah was very kind. Huh? The different situations in Quran, you will see that Rasulullah would be lenient. He will ignore, you know, the attitude of the Arabs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, I don't have haya here. If you misbehave with Rasulullah, I will come in and correct you. And so ayat came down. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّ. O Muhammad, this Bedouin tribe, they have come to you and they say آمَنَّ. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Say to them, you don't have iman. Rather, what should you say? وَلَكِنْ قُولُ أَسْلَمْنَا. At the most, what you can say is that you have accepted Islam. Don't claim to be mu'min. Muslim, yes, because whoever says the kalima, we don't have a choice but to accept him. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. You should say أَسْلَمْنَا, not آمَنَّا. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Because iman has not yet entered your hearts. It could enter later on. But at the moment, no. You just have Islam on your tongue. In your heart, there is nothing. And of course, if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet, you know, you will be rewarded for it. And then in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ A true definition of a mu'min is somebody who believes in Allah and Rasul, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْطَابُ. And his iman is so strong that he then never entertains any doubt under any circumstances. He is very solid. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they are willing to sacrifice their wealth and their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. They are the true mu'mineen. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separates iman from Islam. Islam is a matter of tongue, whereas iman is the matter of heart. And therefore we call Ali as Amirul Mu'mineen, not Amirul Muslimin. Because being Amirul Muslimin is just more a political position. Whereas Amirul Mu'mineen is somebody, you know, he's the leader of those who are true believers in Allah and Rasul. Salawat Pranik Parah. And this was a title given to him by the Prophet himself. In Ghadir, after the declaration, the Prophet asked the Sahaba to go to Ali and congratulate him and to do salam on him bi amratil mu'mineen, on the basis of him being the Amir of the mu'mineen. And not only that, we see that according to our aqidah and belief of the Shias, this is an exclusive title only for Ali. You will never see any in Shia books or in a speech by a credible Shia scholar describing Imam Hassan or Imam Hussein or Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq or even our present Imam as Amirul Mu'mineen. It is not even for the other Imams. This is an exclusive title given to Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Just one hadith, you know, for barakah here before I conclude the khutbah. And this is from Kanji al-Shafi'i, a Sunni scholar. He narrates through his sanad and chain going all the way to Abdullah bin Abbas, where he said that once the Prophet said to Salama, Ummul Mu'mineen, let me just make a point here. Sometimes I see the, you know, Mu'mineen doing the ziyarat of Bibi Khadija and they say, Ummul Mu'mineen wal Mu'minat. You know, just do what you've been told to do. Quran says that the wives of the Prophet are Ummahatul Mu'mineen. The word Mu'mineen is gender neutral. It covers the men and women of Iman. You don't have to add those words, you know, Ummul Mu'mineen wal Mu'minat. Then what will you do? Will you say Ali Amirul Mu'mineen wal Mu'minat? We don't say that. And so, you know, just use what you have been told by the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. You know, don't try to go, you know, edit those words. Salawat Pranik Barat. So Rasulullah was talking to Salama, Ummul Mu'mineen, and he says, Ali was there. Hada Ali ibn Abi Talib. This Ali ibn Abi Talib, lahmuhu min lahmi. His flesh is from me. وَدَمُهُ مِنْ دَمِي. His blood is from me. وَهُوَ مِنِّي بِمَنْزَلَةِ هَارُونَ مِنْ مُوسَى. His position to me is like the position of Harun to Musa. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. The only difference is that there is no Nabi after me. While Harun was also a Nabi. يَا أُمَّ سَلَمَا هَذَا عَلِي. O أُمَّ سَلَمَا, this Ali is Amir al-Mu'mineen. وَسَيِّدُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. See, the word Muslimin is not attached with the term of Amir. وَوِعَاءُ عِلْمِي. And he is the one who is the recipient of my knowledge. وَوَصِيِّي. And he is my successor. وَبَابُ الَّذِي أُوتَ مِنْهُ. And he is the gate through which you will come to me. أخي في الدنيا والآخرة. He is my brother in this world and the hereafter. معي في المقام العالى. He is with me at the highest status. يقتل القاسطين والناكثين والمارقين. This is very interesting. He talks about the future, that Ali will fight three groups: قاسطين, ناكثين, and مارقين, referring to the people of Jamal and Safin and Nahrawan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has ordered the Prophet, جاهد الكفار والمنافقين. O Muhammad, fight against the kuffar and the munafiqeen. Rasulullah in his life never fought against the munafiqeen. All the battles were in whatever form, whether defensive or not, but it was with kuffar. The application of that other part of the ayat is by the wali of Rasul, where he is dealing with the munafiqeen of his own time. And that is where the Prophet says he will kill, he will fight the qasitin and nakithin and mariqin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, give us the tawfiq among those who will maintain our iman and the wilayat in Muhammad and Ali Muhammad salawatullah ala ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala sayyidil mursaleen wa shafi'il mudhunabin nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وعلى إمام المتقين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه, وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها, وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان, محيي آثار البدء والطغيان, هادم أبنية الشرك والنفاق, حاصد فر البغض والشقاق, صلوات الله وسلام علي وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام. اللهم عجل فرج وصح المخرج, واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه, واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.